If you live in Dublin, Cork, Limerick or Galway, though, you will have seen young people in high visibility green outfits on push bikes with huge black boxes attached to their box, bringing some of this food to you, maybe even deep fried Mars bars, as Paul said. They are, though, in large parts, Deliveroo riders, a modern takeaway delivery man or woman. Deliveroo, they're part of the gig economy. The riders are self-employed. They're getting paid per delivery and they have the freedom, is what they say, to work whenever they want, when it suits them. And we decided to investigate this in a little more detail. So we asked who other than Henry McKean, our own reporter, to become a Deliveroo rider. We put him in Lycra for this exclusive report.
My name's Liam Cox. I'm the regional manager for Deliveroo in Ireland. So Deliveroo is a technology-based logistics company. So what we do is that we specialise in delivery of restaurant food from restaurants and the eateries in your local area to offices, homes and wherever you are. One of the main benefits of being a delivery rider is that you have the flexibility to choose whenever or wherever you want to work. You have the app on your phone, and if you decide you want to go out and make a couple of quid on the weekends, you can.
So are you self-employed or...?
Yeah, all of riders across Deliveroo are self-employed contractors, yes.
And not everyone loves being a rider. Some people do love it and others find it quite difficult. You know, will things change? Will it become more like a normal job where you get a basic? Because you don't get a basic, do you?
I think we're now in a world where it's quite hard to look at the historical way of employment and discuss that as normal. I think we are changing the way we operate. But what I think for the riders is important is that because we pay per drop, riders earn on average between $4.25 and $4.75 per delivery. Because they can choose whenever they work and however hard they work, they can really have complete ownership over how much money they make. Now, on your point about being able to give them extra, we've publicly said that we would like to give riders more in the way of benefits. But under the current legal infrastructure, we can't do that. We have over 900 riders across Ireland, and 85% of them have said that they're either happy or very happy with working with Deliveroo. If you weren't to receive any orders, then you wouldn't receive any payment for that. However, we give riders all the tools and information they need to make an informed decision about when they want to work. When they open the app, they'll immediately see a logo saying either we're very busy or we're very quiet, and they can help them make that informed decision themselves.
Paddy Quinlan, you are giving me my gear here. Mm-hmm. I'm just... putting it on.
This is the kit that we would give to riders. It is designed to be obviously safe, comfortable, and generally we also want to look good as well to incentivize riders to wear it. Small thermal line bag and then a large thermal line bag.
I need to put this on my back.
Yes.
Okay, let's try and have a go.
Yeah.
So I'm just, it's like a big box rucksack. It's huge. It's like a massive square.
My name's Sean O'Farrell. I work for Deliveroo.
Sean O'Farrell, how long have you been working for Deliveroo?
Close to 2 years now. I like the flexibility and the active lifestyle it brings as well. So you got to work on peak times. If you're working on the low times, you're just not going to earn money.
And would you prefer to have a basic?
Yes and no. On good days, when you earn a lot of money, you don't need it. But yeah, on some bad days, when the sun's out, sometimes like today, when people are going to go out instead of ordering, it would be nice to have a basic.
So you're self-employed. Do you enjoy that freedom, or would you prefer to, in a way, not be self-employed, even though you're representing Deliveroo?
In a way, it's nice. The only downside is taxes, I suppose. I've never had to deal with taxes before, so I had to do it all last year. It was a bit of a headache. I love it, yeah. Don't stress out.
These boxes, they can get quite heavy, can't they?
Yeah, they can, definitely. But they're pretty well built. They have a lot of padding on the back. They look cumbersome, but they're lighter than they look.
So we've got my bicycle here. It's a Trek Cross bike.
It's a nice bike. It's perfect. Nice tyres. Won't get punctures. Just cycle at a nice pace. Just make sure you're comfortable is the main thing.
So we're going to do this cycle. We're going to pick up this food. So, oh, there's a lady in the road. A lot of potholes after the cold weather.
They're pretty annoying. They're not nice to deal with, especially when you have delicate food in the back. You got to be extra careful.
Oh my God, a bit of a steep hill here.
You wouldn't think it, but it's pretty steep.
I'm out of breath. Ah, oh, taxi double parking. Ouch.
That's just, yeah, every day is just normal.
All those brakes. Ah. So we've arrived here at Fanlon Burn in Rathmines. I'm slightly out of breath.
I'm Rachel Firth, General Manager of Fanlon Burn. It's been great for us. It's a way of expanding our business. We get out to people in their home or office where, you know, they wouldn't have time to go and grab something to eat. So it's widened our kind of customer base. Delicious.
And I just want to
apologise.
You've
cycled really fast.
I kept you waiting. Not just the restaurant, but the customer. It took far longer to get from the city centre to Rathmines than I thought.
It's not a dramatic increase in business, but you'd see kind of between 5 and 10% increase. But I consider it as all new customers, because it's people who aren't going to go out and make that journey to one of the stores. It's people who are under time pressure and they can't get out of their house, they need a quick dinner, or we do a lot of office drops, so, you know, Silicon Docks all around there, IFSC is really big business for us.
And are the riders, are they friendly?
students and language students. There always seems to be a good atmosphere. I guess they're kind of hyped up because they're cycling around, you know, there's a good energy.
So we have the delivery here. We just stuff it in this huge big box now.
Two thermal bags, a smaller one and a bigger one that we go inside of.
So you have to have the internal bag as well?
Yeah, definitely. That's what really keeps the heat in. We got to go to the streets of Dublin to find a customer, give them the food. Yeah, as quick as possible. It's going to be fun.
We've arrived here at the address. They want the food. So here's the moment of truth. And say sorry that I'm running a few minutes late. So, Sean, we have the Deliveroo app open here.
I've done 15 deliveries. Started at 12, finished at 6. My tips, which someone gave me, which was very kind. And my total orders from different restaurants.
We've got loads of different restaurants. Fish Shack, Cafe, Gourmet Burger Kitchen.
Yeah,
a whole load. Rockets. But then there's some classy places there too, like Nando's.
Yeah, Nando's is a favourite. Everyone loves Nando's.
And they love to have it Deliveroo'd.
Yeah, definitely.
Boujum, if I pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, Boujum's probably the most popular.
Really?
In Deliveroo, I'd say, yeah. Yeah, they're always packed.
So we have an order.
Yeah, we got another buzz.
Woo-hoo.
Abracadabra.
Oh, I love abracadabra.
Yeah.
Cadabra?
Yeah, I don't know what
Cadabra.
I'm saying.
So I've just earned myself just under €5.
Yeah.
A bit to go.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it's nice. In a day like today, you don't notice it. It flies by. You really took off from the restaurant. You fly down.